Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would like to begin by joining others who have thanked you for the preparation of this proposal on the issue of the characterizations and definitions. It is our perception that your proposal is quite elegant. It's very concise and precise, and these are virtues that any legal definition should aspire to have, even though we are not at this point yet drafting a legal treaty. This is definitely the direction we believe that we should be going towards. Among its many qualities, in our view, it is the fact that it would, if we adopt it as a working definition, take us out of the tautological formulation that we have been employing thus far. Weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the field of lethal autonomous weapon systems. This is absolutely circular and tautological, and I believe adds absolutely no clarity to our discussions, and even brings to the fore aspects that I believe that many delegations have indicated should not be the primary concern of our group, namely the technologies underpinning those weapon systems. I'd like also to offer some reactions to many interesting points raised by other delegations, in particular the observations made by my distinguished Russian colleague. I understand that the Russian delegation qualified your proposal as being too restrictive and instead proposed a definition that would only encompass weapon systems that are capable of functioning without any involvement of the operator. From our perspective, the perspective of our delegation, this alternative definition would actually be extremely restrictive. Restrictive to the point in which it is hard to think of any real-world weapon system currently existing or in development that would fit it. And crucially, it would leave out of the definition, and by extension of our substantive deliberations regarding these weapons, systems that are endowed with very high degrees of autonomy. As many delegations recalled, past consensus agreements reached in the context of the GGE, namely the 2019 report, already recognized the identification, selection, and engagement of targets as essential characteristics of loss. I would also like to express our agreement with my distinguished colleague from Pakistan in his very eloquent intervention. Autonomy exists on a spectrum, but it does have a clear threshold, and this threshold is crossed precisely in these critical elements of selection and engagement of targets. That is what inherently creates challenges for the application of IHL. Not unsurmountable necessarily in all cases, but it does create the challenges. And that is not to say, however, that all weapon systems that have autonomy in those critical functions should be prohibited. That would, of course, depend on an assessment of other critical elements, such as the degree of human control and the characteristics of its use. Some such systems have been operating for many years, and I have already mentioned this week the example of close-in weapon systems that are endowed with a high degree of autonomy and do not generate a very high degree of concern in terms of compliance with IHL. I'd also like to concur with Austria and his remarks, my distinguished colleague from Austria and his remarks about and also Mexico. About the issue of lethality. It is a term that, in our view, even though it's in our mandate for many years, it adds no clarity to our discussion. It is not defined by IHL, and I would also point out that none of the five CCW protocols even mention the word. So it is our belief that continuation of its use can only lead to confusion and lack of precision, which, as I began my intervention, is the opposite of what we should be striving for. Thank you very much, Chair.